In the hustle and bustle of our daily lives, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. We get caught up in the whirlwind of activities, chasing after success, happiness, and fulfillment in all the wrong places. But deep within our souls, there's a longing for something more, something meaningful, something eternal. In the midst of it all, let us pause and reflect on the essence of this timeless message. Christ is the reason for the season. What does this mean for us in our journey of faith? How does it impact our lives here and now? Let's explore together, drawing wisdom and inspiration from the sacred scriptures. And I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. As we delve deeper into the profound truth that Christ is the reason for the season, let us journey together through the sacred pages of Scripture to discover the transformative power of this message. The Gospel of Luke opens with the beautiful narrative of Jesus' birth, a humble event in a manger, yet heralded by angelic hosts proclaiming peace on earth and goodwill towards all. This is the heart of the Christmas story, the incarnation of God's love in human form, Emmanuel, God with us. It's a reminder that amidst the darkness, light shines brightest. In the midst of chaos, peace reigns supreme. In the depths of despair, hope springs eternal. Reflecting on Jesus' life, we witness his compassion for the marginalized, his teachings of love and forgiveness, and his ultimate sacrifice on the cross. His life exemplifies the true essence of the Christmas message, love in action. Jesus didn't just preach about love. He lived it out in every encounter, healing the sick, comforting the brokenhearted, and challenging the status quo. In the Gospel of John, we encounter the profound truth that Jesus is the Word made flesh, the light shining in the darkness, the source of life and grace for all humanity. John 1 verse 14 beautifully encapsulates this truth. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. As we journey through life's ups and downs, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. In him, we find the true meaning of love, the true source of joy, the true path to fulfillment. His life, death, and resurrection are not just historical events but powerful symbols of God's relentless pursuit of reconciliation with humanity. When we feel lost and alone, may we remember the words of Jesus in Matthew 28 verse 20, "And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." He is with us in every season of life, guiding us, sustaining us, and empowering us to live lives of purpose and significance. In the midst of life's uncertainties, may we find comfort in the promises of Scripture. In Isaiah 41 verse 10, we read, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." These words echo through the ages, reminding us that we are never alone, that God is always with us, walking alongside us every step of the way. As we celebrate the Christmas season, let us not lose sight of its true meaning. It's not just about gifts and decorations, carols and feasts. It's about the greatest gift of all, the gift of God's love made manifest in Jesus Christ. He is the reason for the season, the light of the world shining in the darkness, the hope of all nations. May this message resonate deep within our hearts, transforming us from the inside out. May it inspire us to live lives of love, joy, and peace, reflecting the beauty of God's kingdom here on earth. And may we always remember, in every season of life, Christ is the reason, the anchor, the hope that never fails. As we continue to unpack the significance of Christ being the reason for the season, let us explore further the implications of this truth in our lives. In the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul writes about the profound implications of Christ's birth, life, death, and resurrection. He emphasizes that through Christ, we have been reconciled to God, and through his grace, we have been given the gift of salvation. Romans 5 verse 8 beautifully captures this truth, stating, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." This verse reminds us of the depth of God's love for humanity and the sacrificial nature of Jesus' mission on earth. Furthermore, Paul encourages believers to live lives transformed by the renewing of their minds, Romans 12 verse 2. This transformation is made possible through our relationship with Christ and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. As we surrender our lives to Christ, allowing him to reign as Lord, we experience a profound change from the inside out. Our priorities shift, our values align with God's kingdom, and our actions reflect the love and grace we have received through Christ. In the midst of life's challenges and uncertainties, our faith in Christ serves as an anchor for our souls. Hebrews 6 verse 19 assures us that we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. This hope is not fleeting or conditional, but is grounded in the unchanging character of God and the finished work of Christ on the cross. It is a hope that transcends circumstances and empowers us to face life's trials with courage and resilience. As we navigate the complexities of the world around us, let us remember that our ultimate allegiance is to Christ alone. Colossians 1 verses 15 to 20 presents a majestic portrait of Christ as the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation and the head of the church. In him, all things hold together, and through him, God's reconciling work is accomplished. This passage underscores the preeminence of Christ in all aspects of creation and invites us to center our lives around him. The Christmas season serves as a poignant reminder of God's unfailing love and his desire to dwell among his people. In the Gospel of Matthew, the angel reassures Joseph of the significance of Jesus' birth, declaring, "They will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us, Matthew 1 verse 23. This prophetic declaration echoes throughout the ages, affirming God's presence with his people and his willingness to enter into the messiness of human existence. In conclusion, as we reflect on the profound truth that Christ is the reason for the season, let us allow this reality to permeate every aspect of our lives. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, and allow his love to compel us to love others sacrificially. Let us hold fast to the hope we have in Christ, knowing that he is with us always, guiding us through every season of life. And may the message of Christmas continue to inspire us to live lives of faith, hope, and love to the glory of God. God bless you abundantly as you embrace the truth that Christ is indeed the reason for the season.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, Your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.